transcendental statements of the previous acharyas and gurus, so that whatever we hear today, it goes straight in our hearts. So whoever knows can repeat with me. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padat Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanatamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, we would like to thank all the participants who at very short notice they made the drama and it was very, very nice. Even two small children acted. They just had practice 10 minutes before the play started. And before I start my speech, I was thinking, let us all of us, we are present in the temple of the Lord, pray, take out few moments and pray for all those souls who have left their body in recent terror attacks. They have already gone on their journey somewhere ahead. Their souls have been traveling. But when we pray for them, these prayers will help them in that difficult situation. So let us take a few moments and pray for them. Can somebody tell to put off the fountain? Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing about journey of a transcendental spaceman. Any guess who is this transcendental spaceman? Who is this transcendental spaceman we are talking about? India has just recently sent a spaceship to moon. But India also has such powerful personalities who can travel without spaceships. There are so many yogis. I have personally met them when we went for the Kumbh Mela, Mahakumbh at Allahabad. That they get up in Himalayas and they come for their bath at Kanyakumari. And again they come out at Badrinath, at Rishikesh. So there are people who have a lot of siddhis and who can travel without any spaceship, they have been blessed. So we have all must have heard from our parents, from our grandmothers, and we also must have seen in the serials Also must have read in Ramayana or Ramachitra Katha about this famous personality who is not portrayed rightly in this some of the books, who is Narad Muni. As children we have heard about Spider-Man, Batman, He-Man. So similarly, Narad Muni is such a personality who reaches whenever he is required. Whenever there is difficult situation, somehow or other he comes to know. And because he is an eternal spaceman, he can travel. He immediately reaches to that place. Narada, by definition, is Nara means Narayan and Da means one who delivers. So Narada is one who delivers Narayan to others. That is the meaning of the word Narada. It is also said in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that among all the sages, I am Narada. Narad Muni has a very, very strong and powerful personality. He is also portrayed as Shaktavesh Avatar. Shaktavesh Avatars are the people who are specially sent to this planet to do lot of special activities. And they are empowered. They are empowered people who can do special things on this planet. So Narad Muni is one of the empowered personality who is sent specifically to deliver many, many people. And his specialty is, he is an expert preacher, expert guide. He is a very, very expert guide. Like I remember a story, there was a man who wanted to have best of the mangoes. So best of the mangoes are the mangoes which are on the top of a tree, because they get sunlight. So somehow or other he climbed up. And he climbed up and he collected the mangoes and then he was coming down. But he got stuck. He could not get down. All the villagers came with their ladders and they were trying to help him to come down, but somehow or other they could not help him. There was a very famous sage staying in that area and he arrived there and everybody was telling him that please help out this person. What did this sage do? He picked up a stone and he threw at this man. And the man became so angry. What are you doing? It will break my neck. It will break my head. And again the sage did not listen to him. Picked up another stone and he threw at him. So this person became so angry. He said, let me come down and see, you know, what I will do to you. And somehow or other he struggled and he was thinking he will fall. But he came down. And was looking for the sage, sage was not there. Saying, where is that sage, you know? Saying, villager said, cool down. At least see that he has brought you down. Now, you were not ready to come down. We all tried. You couldn't come down. You were stuck up. But somehow or other, he instigated you in such a way that you came down. So what is the quality of a leader? Quality of a leader, good leader is, he makes you do the things to become the good leader. He doesn't spoon feed you. So similarly, Narada has special ways to convince people to take up the path of God. We know the famous story of Valmiki. How many of you know the story of Valmiki? Right? Valmiki in his previous life was a robber whose name was Valya. And he used to kill, murder, rob people. And when Narad Muni reached there, he saw that he is troubling so many people, so Narad Muni reached there. And what do the sages do? They always raise your consciousness. So they were trying to raise, Narad Muni told him, okay, you forget everything. See, all these people you are killing, you are collecting so much sin. He said, I am doing this for my family. He's saying, is your family going to share all your sins? So I will go and ask them. He went and asked them, said, no, we are not going to share your sins. So he came back and he told Narad Muni, no, they are not going to share my sins. He's saying, that means, you have to, what so many sins you have performed, you have to do something to get rid of them. You have to perform some repenting activity. So what did he do? He said, okay, you start chanting. Narada has speciality. He always gives mantra. As we saw in the drama of Dhruva, he gave a mantra to Dhruva. Which mantra? Vasudevaya. Very good. So he gave the mantra to Valmiki, to Valya. A very short mantra, because he was in such consciousness that he couldn't speak good mantra also. So which mantra he told? Ram, Ram, Ram. But he couldn't even chant Ram. He was so sinful, he couldn't chant Ram. So he knew a trick. He said, okay, you say, Mara, 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 Mara. All the time you are killing, so you say, Mara. Huh? So Mara, 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 Mara. Huh? It became Ram, 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 Ram. So Narad Muni is expert. Huh? He is empowered specifically to raise people's consciousness. And we all have been benefited eternally by his best of the disciples. Dhruva Maharaj was his disciple, and we saw how he instigated him as a Kshatriya, that you can perform this activity. Then to Prahlad, when Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, that time only he preached to him. He was the son of such a big demon, Hiranyakashipu. He was the biggest terrorist this world has ever seen, Hiranyakashipu. With his one eyebrow, he could control the rain. With his other eyebrow, he could control the sun. And no terrorist can do that. But Hiranyakashipu was the biggest terrorist. And can you imagine his son? He'll be so powerful. But Narad Muni preached. He knew the technique. Saying, after coming out, I cannot preach to this child. So when the child was in the womb of the mother only, he preached to the mother. And the child listened and he became a very good devotee. And another very famous disciple of Narad Muni is Vedvyas, who has written so many scriptures. Mahabharata, Vedas, Upanishads, and also Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada himself has also written two scriptures, Narad Bhakti Sutra and Narad Pancharatra. And he very nicely explains in this scriptures some basic message for all of us. Most of us, what are we doing the whole day? Maybe we may be doing our routine activity, but basically we are doing thinking, feeling and willing. We are constantly thinking. Even sometimes when we are sleeping, we are thinking. And what are we thinking for? Things which we have, we will lose. Or thinking for the things which we don't have. We are hankering and lamenting. We are always thinking of something or that I want to do this. Or feeling. Constantly with each thought or each activity, there is a feeling. There's a feeling of happiness, feeling of sadness, sometimes love, sometimes jealousy, sometimes anger. All these feelings are going on in our mind. And third is willing. We are constantly willing. Maybe I could get a better job. Maybe I had a better complexion. Maybe I had a better car. Constantly we are willing. Or maybe sometime, why did my friend get that thing? I should have got. Or maybe that something wrong happens to that person. He did such a bad thing to me. Constantly we are thinking, feeling and willing. And we are staying in a world which is constantly frustrating us. Recently we have experienced these terror attacks. And even though most of us are sitting at home, we all could experience the fear, the pain. We were with everybody, right? Those who were inside, we are feeling the same pain. And we are feeling something, what has happened to our Mumbai? What has happened to our motherland? Everybody was so much affected. And we couldn't see that for next so many days. First time the Mumbaikars have come out with so much anger against the politicians or so many different types of feelings. Each person has come out, right? A child or a normal housewife to the biggest actresses. Everybody has come out on the road and they are expressing their views. First time it has happened. I thought first time something good has happened. People have come together. It is said that material world is always a frustrating place. And Narada teaches us how to come out of this experience of frustration in this material life. I came across a very nice article that once God was having with his subordinates a meeting. And he was showing the plan of the universes. So he was showing that this particular planet Earth has this city, everything is a beautiful city. And he was telling first, before that God said everything has to be in balance. For every 10 deers, there should be one lion. So he's saying, just see this beautiful country of America. I have given them best of the wealth and prosperity, but what I have given them? Insecurity and tension. Then see this country of Africa. I have given them beautiful nature, but I have given them climatic changes. Then the angel asks, what is this place? This looks very beautiful. Which is this country, Lord? Saying, this is my most favorite country. It is the crest jewel of all the countries. Saying, what is the name of this country? Saying, India. Saying, India? Why it is so good? Saying, because it has the best people. They have very good culture. It has the most beautiful mountains, beautiful rivers. And very nice people who are very friendly, very intellectual people. At the same time, they have a golden heart. But God, you told everything should be in balance. What is in balance for them? Saying, just look at the neighbors I have given them. Just look at the neighbors I have given them. So whatever we may have, something will be there in our life for every person. We may have so many things, but something is there to make the balance, to give us frustration. And all of us experience this. So Narada explains that how you can come out of this by a simple process. We are constantly thinking, feeling and willing. You change the subject of that thinking, feeling and willing. We may be thinking of politicians or politics. Okay, you think of politics which Krishna has done. You think of how Ram ruled the country. People like to read about actors and actresses. So you think about the Krishna's pastime with the gopis or Ramchandraji's pastime with Sita. So just change the perspective. Just change about whom you are thinking, feeling and willing. Also, Narada has given us a very beautiful way that how we can engage all our senses in the service of the master of senses, Rishikesh. Rishikesh is Krishna. And he is, what is the meaning of word Rishikesh? The master of senses. All our senses we can engage in the service of Rishikesh. With our eyes we can see the beautiful form of the Lord. With our tongue we can take prasad or sing the glories of the Lord. With our ears we can hear about the Lord. With our hands we can worship the Lord. And with our feet we can do parikrama of the temple. So all our senses we can utilize in the service of the master of the senses. And Narada is not telling this just on his own. He has experienced this. And he has made his life successful. He has got the eternal body. And none of us have eternal body. If we see our faces every day also, we are becoming old day by day. But Narada has a body which is eternal. And how did he, what is the secret of success of this body? That is what we are going to learn today. Once Socrates was asked by a young man, that can you tell me what is the secret of success? So Socrates told him, please come tomorrow morning, next to the river. And this person, next day morning, was with Socrates in a river. And nearby a river, and then Socrates told him, come with me inside the water. And both of them started walking inside. And they are walking, walking, walking. And they went till the time only their head was seen. Only their face was seen. And suddenly, what did Socrates do? He took the head of the young man and he looked under the water. And he was just pressing it down, down, down. And this person was hankering for it. And suddenly he got him out. And in few seconds again he put him inside again. Saying, what are you doing, Socrates? Saying, what do you desire most just now? He said, air. Saying, this is the secret of success. When you desire for what you want the maximum, you will get it. So Narada is shown by his example that how you can desire what you want in your life and you will get it. And he's by own experience. He's personally gone through this journey. So let us now, I will take you on the journey of Narad Muni. And we will see his three lives. And this particular journey, he told his disciple Vedvyas. It is explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada was in his previous life, two lives before, he was a Gandharva. Now we have never seen Gandharvas. Gandharvas are the most beautiful people who stay in a planet which is called Gandharva Lok. And Gandharva Lok has people who are constantly singing. Gandharvas, they always, they are very expert in singing. So this particular Gandharva, his name was Upabharna. And he was singing very beautifully. He was very handsome person. And he was staying in Gandharva Loka with best of the opulences. And in that place, there is no old age, no disease, no difficulties. So when Gandharva was staying there, one day there was a festival where everybody had gathered together to sing the glories of Lord Hari. So when everybody had gathered there, Narada, Upabharna also came. And what did he do? he started singing very beautifully, but not the glories of the Lord Hari. He started singing in such a way that young to attract young women. And slowly, slowly, all the young heavenly damsels, the apsaras, they started coming and sitting next to him. And he was enjoying that. He was singing, he was trying to show off, show off that he can sing so nicely. And all women sitting around him. Sometimes we see this nowadays, such type of pictures in the movies or on the front of the magazines or in the newspapers. One man sitting and they're enjoying. So Gandharva was also doing that. And then the demigods came there. When they saw him, they were very, very angry. And they told him, because of you, instead of glorifying Lord Hari, you are trying to sing in such a way in this particular festival that you are attracting all other women and you are disturbing them also. So we curse you. You go on the planet Earth and all your opulences are taken away. And immediately he falls down to become a son of a maid servant. This maid servant was staying in a forest, and Narada, in the second life now, the first life was Gandharva, now the second life, he became a son of a maid servant. And he had no opulence, very poor, no facilities. He was staying in an ashram where the mother was working as a servant. No father also. We can imagine a small child without any of these opulences. So the reaction he got for doing this offense, that he became very, very poor and deprived of all the other opulences also. He was not even good looking. He couldn't even think properly. Everything was taken away. Then when he was 5 years old, the place where he was staying, it was an ashram, and it was the rainy season. So some of the very great sages, which are called Bhakti Vedantas, the Bhakti Vedantas arrived at this place. And it is said in the Chaturmas, the sages do not travel. Because it is raining, so they stay at one place, and then they hear and discuss about the Lord. So they were sitting and hearing and discussing about the Lord, doing a lot of spiritual activities. The young boy, he started assisting his mother in serving these sages. He would clean up their rooms, he would wash their clothes, mother would cook and he would bring them food. And with the permission of the Bhakti Vedantas, the sages, he took their remnants. After we eat, some things are left over in the plate. So what did he do? He ate with the permission. And normally we see when you have some disease, infective disease, then it said that you should not eat the remnants of that person. If you eat, then you will also get that disease. So similarly, because he ate the Mahaprasad of the sages, he was infected with purity. He was infected with purity in his heart. And the next thing, because he was in their association, what he started doing? He started hearing whatever they were discussing. And they were discussing pure katha or pure Shrada Gopinath ki jai. And they were discussing. They're just asking me, anybody needs Hindi translation? People need Hindi translation? Then they are sitting there. If anybody needs Hindi translation, then Mataji is sitting behind. So he started hearing of whatever discussions they were having. And since the discussion was very, very pure, and he was hearing very attentively, the love of God started rising in his heart. It is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadda Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Korile Udoy. That eternal love of God is present in each and everyone's heart. And how it can be awakened? Simply by hearing. If all of us are sleeping at night, how do we get up? How do we get up? Noise. What noise? Alarm clock. So even if when we are sleeping, our hearing sense is always very active. We have also seen in the hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, it's in Mira Road. And we have Kirtan of Srila Prabhupada at all the places, right from the entry till the, even in a mortuary, where the dead bodies are kept. So when the patients sometimes who are comatose, who are unconscious, they are brought in the hospital and they are admitted in ICU, and when they become all right, they tell that, "I remember, doctor, that when I was brought to the hospital, I remember the entry because I could hear the kirtan." So even in that unconscious condition also, hearing sense is very, very active. So hearing is such a sense, when you hear, and when you hear what? Not the film songs. When you hear the pure Krishna Katha, or the subject matter about absolute truth, it rises, it awakens your love of God. We see there are so many ISKCON centers all over the world, and people, even if they are outside, they have never heard about Krishna, they have never visited India. But when they take a book, or when they come in contact with some devotees, or they go to a ISKCON temple, imagine, you cannot even imagine that they have never even, for Indians, you know, even on the roads you have Ramakrishna Hindu Lodge, or Nityanand Hotel, something other, constantly we are seeing the some names of the Lord. They don't know anything about this. But when first time they hear the message about Krishna, or they read a book, immediately many of them give up so many things and they change their lives. They give up non-veg, they give up smoking, they give up drinking, they give up drugs sometimes, and they change their lifestyle completely. And they become devotees who are completely knowing everything about Krishna. So how it happens? By hearing. And even the animals, even the soul is present in the animals also. So whenever even the animal, if they also hear about pastimes of the Lord and kirtan, even their love of God is awakened. I know about a case, recently I heard this, it's a real story. There is a dog in Singapore, and he stays in a devotee's house. This dog is a devotee. He doesn't eat non-veg. He doesn't associate with any other female dogs. He follows Ekadashi. And in devotee's house, like, he will never pass urine or stool in the house. He knows there is a deity of the Lord, so he will always go out. Even on a Sunday, when the devotees go to the temple to attend Sunday feast, he will wait till the time they come back, and then he will go out and pass urine and stool. Just by staying in association of devotees and hearing Krishna kirtan, this love of God is awakened in his heart. So similarly, in this boy's heart, the love of God was awakened in the association of this Bhaktivedantas and hearing from them constantly. After the 4 months were over, the sages left from there. And the boy, whatever he had heard, he started practicing. And his mother was the only maintainer. So mother was taking very good care of him. But one day, by the supreme will of the Lord, what happened? The mother was beaten by a snake when she was milking the cows at night, and she died. And the boy became alone. So how we feel, na? So sad that only maintainer was mother, now she has also left. I can just when I'm talking, I remember the picture of that child, the Jewish child, the parents are left, and I was feeling, when I saw that child, I was so much affected. And similarly, Narad was, this young boy was in a similar condition. But because he had this knowledge, he was not affected. And what did he do? He immediately understood the only supreme maintainer is Krishna. And he had heard from the sages, so he started walking in the northern direction. We feel we are the maintainer. We feel we are the controller. But maintainer is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the one who maintains us. I remember when I went to Russia this time, one young girl was telling me this story, that she is a Russian girl and she has never come to India. And she has left everything and she is staying in the temple. So somebody sponsored her ticket to India, but she had to get the visa. So she stays in a different country, and it's very small, small countries now. So she went there to get her passport visa. So she had to go to the passport office, and next day she had to collect her visas. So she had just few dollars with her, only to stay for one day and then come back. She gave her passport, and when she came back in the evening, she was waiting to see that which bus will take me to this my country. Next day morning when she went there, and she asked, "Please give me my passport." Saying, "No, the passport office is, we are changing the place. So you will get your passport only after a week." And she was shocked. Now she didn't have a passport. She couldn't cross the country. At the same time, she didn't have money. So she was sitting in a garden and crying. And she was a devotee, so she was praying. Krishna, I never asked you that I want to go to India. You only sent somebody and sponsored my ticket. And now, I don't know what to do. At that time, and she was sitting in a garden. So one couple came and they're walking around. So when they saw her, they came near her and they started asking her what happened. So she told that actually I belong to this society and I have come here for my visa and I don't have money and I don't know what to do. So they started telling her that you look to be a person who believes in God. So you don't have faith that God will maintain you? She said, no, He will maintain me. Then both of them told that actually we also follow some spiritual path. Will you like to come and stay with me? She was ready. And the best part was they were vegetarians. In Russia to find vegetarians is very, very rare. So she went there, she stayed with them for next 7 days. And because she was a devotee, she knew so many Indian recipes. So every day she would go with them. They would purchase so many different items. And she would cook for them. She taught them how to offer. She had a few books of Prabhupada which she gave them. And after 1 week, when she got her passport back, she had still her $10 with her. And she wanted to go to her country. So at that time only that couple said, actually our mother's birthday is tomorrow. And we are also going to the same place where you are going. So we can give you a lift. So she reached back to her place and her $10 were still with her. So she was, she was asking Krishna, Krishna, why did you do this? So Krishna showed her that you think you are the maintainer? I am the maintainer and I can maintain you without touching your $10. And then, so this is what Narada had, this faith completely in the Lord. So he started walking in the northern direction. And then he crossed many mountains, rivers, villages, towns, cities, forests, without any fear. And he reached to a place in a forest, which had no human being staying there. He sat under a banyan tree, and he started meditating. Not some modern type of meditation which people concoct. The meditation which he was taught by his sages. He was meditating on the super soul in his heart. Now it is explained that there are 5 processes by which ultimately you reach to the love of God. Ado, Shraddha, Tatha, Sadhu, Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya, Nishtha, Ruchi, Bhav and Prem. What is the first step coming closer to God? Is Shraddha, the faith. I am sure all of you had faith. That's why you came here in a temple to hear a lecture, right? Some faith. All of you have traveled, right? Somebody must have traveled by bus, somebody must have traveled by train. Is that thought come in your mind, let me check the license of the driver? Whether he has passed the driving license from a proper school? Do we think like this? No, we have a certain amount of faith in the person. So the beginning of coming closer to God is faith. The next is Sadhu Sangha. Come in association of devotees. And then after that is Bhajan Kriya. So Narada was also had faith. He came in association of devotees and then he was practicing his Bhajan Kriya. And he reached to the place, his faith was firm and strong. And when he was traveling to all these places, his faith in the Lord, his dependence on the Lord was increasing day by day. So his faith became more and more stronger. And then finally, one fine day, he had a face-to-face darshan of the Lord. How we saw, Dhruva saw the Lord in front of him. Similarly, Narad also had darshan of the Lord. Lord appeared before him. And he found so much happiness, a superlative degree of happiness, ecstasy. He couldn't believe that the Lord has appeared. We all have seen the deity form of the Lord. And just imagine the Lord starts moving and starts talking to all of us. What will happen to us just now? Actually, he is talking to us, but we can't hear. We have not reached on that level. So similarly, when Narada saw the Lord, he was in complete ecstasy. Most of the people of the modern world, their gods and goddesses are the actors and actresses. When they see them, sometimes face to face, what happens? What happens? Sometimes they feel happy, but then there is crying, and then they feel envy, and then they want to tear them, or tear some shirt piece. or tear their hair. People are crazy when they see the actors and actresses. But Narada was seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, as Dhruva has seen. But immediately, in few seconds, the Lord disappeared. So Narada was feeling very depressed. What happened? So again he started meditating. Again he sat in a proper posture and started concentrating. But the Lord was not appearing. And then he heard a voice. And Lord spoke to him, that Narada, you will not see me in this particular lifetime again. And why did I show you my form? So that you hanker for me more and more. Now what you have to do is, you perform service to me and increase your desire for me, and you will attain me at the end of this life. So by performing service to the Lord, we come closer to the Lord. We have one famous example. There was a devotee named Jayanand Prabhu, and he was very expert. You must have seen ISKCON Rath Yatras all over the world. So he was expert in making the cart of the Jagannath. So this was in San Francisco, and he was an American person, was making this cart in, I think, early 70s, 1970s. And suddenly he saw one man passing by. So he told him, can you please hold this nail just for a few seconds? And then, tuck, tuck, tuck. Oh, you hold this nail so nicely. Can you please hold another nail? And Jayanand Prabhu kept engaging him whole day in the nailing. At the end of the day, this person started staying with Jayanand Prabhu. And he became one of our most famous leader, His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj, who is traveling all around the world and preaching to so many souls and bringing them closer to Krishna. So by performing service to the Lord, you come closer to the Lord. That is what Lord told to Narada. And then Narada started performing that service. And at one point of time, he reached a moment which is called death. And death is nothing but change of body. So he left the body of a human being and immediately got transformed into this eternal body of Narad Muni. And since that day, he is traveling and he is preaching to so many conditioned souls, and he is trying to bring them closer to Krishna. So this is the journey of Narad Muni in three lifetimes. Now let us talk about another journey. When Arjuna, all of you know Arjuna, right? Now he is the best of the archer. We all know about best of the archer recently in India, and we are very proud of him. But Arjuna was the best of the archer, and he had passed his archery from which institute? Not MIT, IIT. Institute of Dronacharya. And his wife was Miss Universe Draupadi. And he has most powerful brothers. And his name was Dhananjay. Means he was the richest person. But when he was fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, before he could begin fighting, he was very nervous. He was in anxiety. And at that point of time, he told Krishna, that Krishna, I surrender to you. Please, I do not understand what is happening to me. So at that point of time, Krishna, Arjuna had forgotten what was his real identity. So Krishna took him through a journey of self-discovery, which is none other than Bhagavad Gita. We just celebrated Gita Jayanti last week. So Krishna took him on a journey of self-discovery, and he taught him, he made him realize that you are not this body. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever activities you are doing, you should perform for me. And you are not the controller, you are controlled by somebody else. And in the form of time, I am anyway killing everybody. So these five factors, who am I, who is God, what is activity or karma, the fourth thing is material nature, and the fifth is time or kal. These are the five things which are discussed in Journey of Self-Discovery Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Who am I? Who is God? Activities or karma? Nature, the prakriti, and kal. So let us understand these five points from the perspective of this story of Narad Muni. This journey of Narad Muni. Okay? Now we heard Narad Muni three lifetimes. So what is it? It is a case of reincarnation. from one body to another body. So what is reincarnation? What is the definition of reincarnation? Journey of the soul from one body to another body. That means we all accept that what are we? What are we? Eternal soul. How do we prove this? What do we say? My hand, my head, my legs. Do we say I head, I hand, I leg? No. That means this body belongs to somebody. When somebody dies, what do we say? So and so person has left. So who has left? He is right in front of you. The soul has left the body. This room, you can see so many chandeliers, AC is working. Why is it working? What is the cause of all this? Electricity. Can you see electricity? But how do you understand? When the electricity stops, all this will stop functioning. Can a car start on its own? What does the car need? A driver. Petrol will also be there. But car will just drink petrol. Car will not start working. You need a driver. So what is the first principle? From this we learn the case is the case of reincarnation. The whole story of Narad Muni. And we understand from this the first principle that we are not this body. We are the soul. And where does the soul reside in our body? In the region of heart. And soul is present in all the species of life. Not only in the animals, aquatics, birds, animals, and even in a small ant or biggest elephant, the size of the soul is same. It is, if you take the tip of your hair and you make 10,000 parts of it, the one part of it is the size of the soul. So this is the first principle we learned from this story, that we are not the body, we are the soul. Then if we are the soul, then what is this body? Have you seen Russian dolls, Matryoshka? You know, there is a big doll, then inside there is another doll, then there is another doll. I was going to get it, but my daughter didn't allow me to get today. It is one doll. So this body, is like all of us are wearing the dress, then we are having undergarments, right? That is the subtle body. And then this, our body is the soul. So there is soul, there is gross body, and there is subtle body. And gross body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And the subtle body is made up of intelligence, mind, and ego. Right? Now, who reincarnation is transfer, transformation or journey of soul from one body to another body. But who decides which body we will get? God. What else? Who will decide which body we will get? Okay, I ask you another question. If you want to buy a house in Bombay city, who will decide which type of house you can buy? What will decide? Money, right? What is your budget? 1,000 rupees square feet, maybe Vidar. I may be wrong. I don't have the latest news. 2,000 rupees square feet, maybe Nala Sopara. 5,000 rupees square feet, maybe Mira Road. 7,000 rupees square feet, maybe Malad. So depending upon your activities, what activities you have done, you get the next body. So what next comes is karma. We saw that, and karma can be divided in three. Good karma, bad karma, and third is akarma. Narada, in the form of his Upabharna Gandharva, he performed some wrong activity and he had to suffer the reaction and he got the body of a son of a maid servant. Then in that body, he performed some good activity of serving the Bhakti Vedantas. So, what did he get? He got, because it's a pure devotee, his Agya Sukruti. The love of God started awakening in his heart. And then we got the knowledge and his third thing he started doing was akarma. What is akarma? Akarma is activity done keeping God in the center. So Narada started performing all his activities which is centered around Krishna. Now every action has a reaction. That is the law of karma. Right? What is the law of karma? Every action has reaction. If you do good activity, good reaction. If you do bad activity, bad reaction. There was a famous story of a baker. Every day he would take 1 kilo of atta and he would give to the bakery. The farmer would take 1 kilo of atta and give to the baker. And the baker in return would make the bread and give to this farmer. So the farmer was thinking that my baker is giving me less of bread. Every day he would come and he would weigh and it was less. So he complained. When he complained to the village judge, I said, see village head, that see what is he doing. So the village head called both of them. So he asked the baker, that farmer is complaining that you are giving less of bread. He saying, see what am I doing. Whatever atta he gives me, I keep on one side and I weigh exactly that much bread and I give him. So what was happening? The farmer was giving less atta. He was cheating, so he was getting cheated. There was another story I read that there was a robber who had not performed any good activities in his life. And one day he was walking, he saw a spider. So he thought spider is anyway very short life. I should not kill this spider. So he spared the spider. After his death, he was taken to the hell and he was suffering very badly. But just because he had done this one good act to the spider, suddenly a white thread came and appeared before him and he just caught hold of him and he started going up. Started coming out of the hell. But what was happening? Everybody was also trying to catch that thread and wanted to come out. So he started pushing them down, you know. Was pushing them down. And what happened in the due course? The thread broke. Because he performed the good activity, he got the thread to come out. But he started pushing. Instead of helping people, he started pushing them. The thread was taken away from him. So whatever activity you will do, you will get the reaction. Whether you do good reaction. But if you in that good reaction when you are getting, again you perform some bad activity, you will get the bad reaction. So you will go on in the cycle. So what should you perform? Akarma, which Narada performed. Akarma is the activity which you have to perform keeping Krishna in the center. Like we see the soldiers. Soldiers fight on the battle and they kill so many other soldiers. And what do they get? Medals. But the same soldiers, they come home and they will fight with the neighbor and they kill the neighbor. What will happen? Fasika Fanda, she is telling. So, for whom you are doing this activity is very, very important. Whatever activity you do, for whom you are doing. Duryodhan was also fighting and Arjun was also fighting. But we don't remember Duryodhan nicely. We remember Arjun nicely. Arjun was victorious. Because for whom we are doing activity is very, very important. So that comes to the third point, for whom we are doing the activity. Who is God? In India, we see so many different varieties of God. But who is the actual God? There is a very beautiful story of an apple tree. There was an apple tree and one small boy would come and jump and dance around this apple tree. And apple tree was very happy. Then after some days, he stopped coming. Then he returned after a few days. He was a little grown-up boy and he was sitting under the tree very depressed. So the apple tree asked him, what happened? Why are you depressed? So he said, because all my friends have a lot of money. I don't have any money. He said, okay, you take my apples and you sell them. So again, he was very happy. He stopped coming to the apple tree. After a few days, he became a big man and he came and he was sad. So apple tree asked, what happened now? He said, I have a wife, but I don't have a house. Don't worry, take my branches, cut off my branches and make a house. And he cut off the branches, he made a house and he went away. He never came back. After many years he came back, he was an elderly person. He was very depressed. So apple tree asked him, what happened? No, I'm very upset, you know, my relatives have left me, my friends have given up, you know, they are not there. I do not know what to do. I just want to go in the ocean, I want a boat. That will make me very happy. So the apple tree told him, okay, you cut off my trunk, take the trunk, make a boat and you go. So apple tree gave even his trunk. And he never came back. After he became very, very old and he came back to the apple tree. And there was no apple tree, only roots. So the root started asking him, what happened to you? Saying, I have no place to stay. I just want to sleep peacefully. He said, my old roots are very nice, cozy. You sleep here. So who is this apple tree and who is this person? Apple tree is God, who keeps on fulfilling all our desires. And that man represents all of us. Whenever we need something, we go to God. Whenever we need something, marks de do, achha husband de do, mera ye desire fulfill karo. That time only we go to the God and he fulfills his desire. So Narada, he meditated on the super soul in the heart. All of us, Krishna, he comes in the form of super soul in our heart. How we have soul in our, all of us are the soul and there's a super soul. And it is explained in the Mundaka Upanishad that these are the two birds sitting on the same tree. One bird is busy tasting the fruits and the other bird is just observing and just waiting when this bird will look at me. So God comes with us in any form of life. A super soul right from the body of a worm to an animal or to a human being. He's present in every body. And he's waiting when this soul will look at me. We are busy. Busy tasting the fruits of this world. Sometimes we find sweet fruit, sometimes happiness, sometimes unhappiness. We are busy in our activity. But he is the witness of all our activities. He knows all our thoughts because he's sitting right inside our heart. When I told this first time to my daughter when she was 3 years old, I said, never get scared, you know, there is super soul sitting in your heart and he will always help you. The next day morning when I was giving her bath, she started scrubbing here with soap. You know. I said, what happened? I'm giving bath to Krishna. The children, they have such innocent faith. Whenever you tell them anything, they believe immediately. So super soul is actually present within our heart and we all can take his shelter. So there is a third point we learned from this. And another form, it's a personal form of the Lord. Narada saw the personal form right face to face. And the next thing is the Prakruti. If the God has nature, and we say Prakruti, kiski Prakruti? Whose nature? God's nature. And this nature, this place is called Durga. The material world is called Durga. It's a prison house. And why people are sent to prison house? To get reform. And one who controls the Durga is Durga. And one who does rakhewali of Durga is Durga. So Durga is the controller of this world. And this place, in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, it is Dukhalayam. It is place full of miseries. But somehow other, and why this Dukhalayam is there? So that we take every misery and go closer to God. And there was a donkey, he was very old. He served the master for many years. And then one day, he was doing some work for the master and he fell in a well. So the master tried to bring him out, but he couldn't bring him out. So he thought, forget it, now I'll bury him. So he called all his neighbors and they started putting mud. So first the donkey was feeling very bad. But then what he started doing? He started shaking off and all the mud would go down and he started rising up. Every time they would throw the mud, he would shake up and he would started rising up. So similarly, this place, we will have a lot of frustration, we will have a lot of miseries with our temporary happiness. But each time we have to take each circumstance to come closer to God. That is the fourth point. And the fifth point is time or Kaal. Krishna says that I am the time, I am Kaal, the destroyer of everyone. And we saw that Kaal comes to everyone. Narada's mother died. Nobody could control. When the death comes, nobody can do anything. So in the form of time, he is killing everyone, he is destroying everyone. All of us have fixed number of breath when we are born. We have fixed time. If you increase your breath, that's how yogis, they do pranayam and they have long life. But if you perform the activities where your breathing is fast, what happens? You are decreasing your life. So everybody has a particular time. And Krishna is that time. He said, time I am. So how do we utilize this time in the human form of life is the most important thing. And let's come to the conclusion of this whole topic, that how should we utilize the time in the human form of life? First thing, association of the right type of people. Because time in the human form of life is very, very precious, and we should have right kind of association. There is a story of many frogs who were walking together, and suddenly two frogs, they fell down in a well. And all the frogs who were outside in their froggy manner, they started telling, "Oh, you will never come out. Just forget all your attempts and you will die." Both the frogs were trying to jump as high as possible to come out. But all these frogs were shouting, "Oh, you will never come out." You know, they were all surrounding and shouting. And these people were still struggling to come up. And then one frog finally got so depressed hearing all of them, he left all his efforts and he died. But the other frog still continued. And he jumped and he came out. So all these frogs started wondering, "How did you come out? You know, we were telling you will die, but somehow that you survived." So he was trying to lip read them. Why? Because he was deaf. That frog was deaf, so he was not listening to what was happening. All these people are trying to say, this type of association, we should not have this type of association. Or even if we are in such type of association, we should give a deaf ear to them. My husband told me just recently one very nice real story. There was a Parsi Baba who was staying in Taj on Wednesday night. He took his dinner in the hotel. He went to his room and he removed his hearing aid and went to sleep. Next day morning he got up, he took his bath and he put the hearing aid and he came out. And he was hearing everything and the commandos asked him, "What are you doing?" "So, you know, I'm going again to the restaurant for my breakfast." He didn't know anything. He was not aware about anything. Because he had removed his hearing aids and he was sleeping peacefully. So what do we have to do with the people who are materialistic or negative? We have to remove our hearing. And what type of people we should associate? And there's another very nice story of two friends who were going in a ship, and somehow or other the ship was ransacked in ocean, and they reached, somehow they swam and reached till an island. And both of them sat in island and on an island and started praying. So they sat in a different place and started praying. So one person who was praying very intensely said, "I am very hungry, God, please give me some food." And suddenly some nice fruits appeared. "I need a house," and suddenly a nice house appeared. And then he said, "I want a wife." And suddenly another ship came there which was broken down and a woman came out and he got married. Then he had a house, wife. Then he thought, "Why should I stay on this island? Let me go back to my place." So he prayed for a ship. So when the ship came, he took his wife, but he did not take the brother, his friend. And when he was going, there was a voice. Said, "Why are you not taking your friend?" He said, "No, this ship is answer to my prayers. Why should I take him? None of his prayers are answered. He still is praying." The voice told that, "Actually, do you know why I have sent you the ship? I have sent you the ship because of his prayers." See, his prayers, what is he praying? See, he is praying that, "God, please fulfill all the prayers of my friend." So we should have association of such type of people. If we have association of such type of people, then we will come more closer and closer to God and we'll be successful in our life. So human form of life we have to utilize in right association. And second is practice of spirituality. In whatever form. The best form, as Narada is teaching, is chanting of the holy names. Most of the Bombayites will say, "No, I don't have time. I have my college, I have my job, I have this, I have that, I have to take this particular train." But there's a famous story of a woodcutter. There was a businessman who had hired a woodcutter and he gave him a very nice axe and told him that, "You cut and bring the trees every day to me." So first day the woodcutter brought 18 trees. The next day he brought 15 trees. The third day he brought 12 trees. He was struggling, working very hard for the same amount of time. But he couldn't get the more number of trees. So he started asking the businessman that, "What is happening?" He said, "Are you taking out time to sharpen your axe?" He said, "No." Similarly, we all are working hard, but if we will not take out time, to sharpen our intelligence, then we will also work like donkeys, but we will not have the same effect. And the last point is service to the Lord. Service to the Lord is done when we read His books, when we associate with His devotees. And in this month of December, our society is organizing special book marathon. So all of you, if you don't have books, you can purchase the books from down. We have a stall. Or all of you can help us in distributing these books to others. Because these books have the knowledge about God. So if you do this, it will be a great service to the Lord. Direct service to the Lord. So we have learned many lessons from Narad Muni. And he is still traveling. Krishna has given him a veena. And he is singing on that very beautifully, the Maha Mantra. So let us pray to him that he blesses all of us and we can begin our journey of spiritual life and we can come closer to God. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.